welcome, welcome to the show. It's Monday, and y'all know it is. Oh, my God. Listen, and I'm still in the battle. I'm still in the battle of the AC, and it is not, listen, I'm not winning. I'm just telling y'all the truth. All right, well, anyway, I'll tell y'all what. We'll take a break, come back. We'll get into some shows. How about that? And hopefully we'll be on there by then. Okay? All right. Oh, too late. She's here. Let's see what she's talking about. What's going on, Zam?
Oh, we at the club.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
We at the club. Hold on, Zam.
Okay.
Let me show you what I'm talking about. Hold on. Yeah, we at the club right now.
All right, we ain't gonna hold. Look, we're gonna hold you on time tonight. I'm gonna let you get back to what you're doing. I'm just gonna play some music tonight and ramble. So what's going on?
We good. I'm just watching a show right now. We just put it on pause, get ready for the. That's why I wasn't on when I was supposed to be on because I lost track of time.
Oh, okay. Well, what's going on? I didn't hear that. In the background,
right.
Got HIV. Oh,
no. Yeah, it just happened to be playing this time. We've been listening to a whole stuff.
Yeah,
that's my office / club that's in my house in there. That's as we go to wind down.
Okay.
But, my grandkids are like me. They like music more like they like the bass. So that's what we can't just sit in my car all the time. So we go in the office / club and then let it play.
Yeah. So how's the summer been so far? We already know it's hot.
Okay,
so
that's what I was fixing to say, hot.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been the summer. The kids, grandkids out of school and spending a lot of time with them, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
That and work.
Yeah.
Work.
Yeah.
We're actually in the process of planning a 5K walk for cancer and then also another one for autism.
Oh,
so
okay.
We're in the in stages and stuff, so we haven't decided on a date or anything yet, but we're working on it.
Yeah. So did the kids, you took the kids to the pool and all that good stuff, they've been in the water all summer or what?
I have two grandkids just made it back from Florida. I don't know that they were in the water. I think the closest they got to being in the water was on the boat watching dolphins. But the other ones, yeah, we had a birthday party, and they had bounce houses with the water slides and stuff. So, yeah, I think they've done all their water for the summer. We're getting ready for school.
Yeah. All right, what you watch this week? Did you watch anything with you last week, I mean?
No, but right now I'm watching The Lincoln Lawyer.
Oh, I got to catch that. Somebody else mentioned that to me, so
yeah,
I got to catch.
I'm on season 1, episode 10.
So it's pretty good.
Yeah, I read the book, but, you know, the book is not as long as the series, but it has the gist of it. But, yeah, it's pretty good. It really is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had movie night last Friday.
What did y'all watch?
Hello? 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 Can you hear me? Hello? There you go. I don't know where you went. Can you hear me? Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Yeah. So I got this little crazy Android phone.
Yeah.
I should have, but my iPhone went short, so I'm
using
it to cut. Anyway, so we watched the Plum Pyrone. I thought it was going to be fun, but it turned out.
You watched the what?
They Clone Tyrone.
Oh, okay. Okay, I've heard about that one. How was it?
It was good. I thought it was going to be corny, though, but it was all right.
And that's probably why I haven't watched it yet, because of the title. And I thought it was going to be corny, too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Okay. It turned out pretty good, though.
See, and I came prepared today. I actually got paper and pen, so I can actually write down the movies we discussed.
Yeah. I got a list somewhere, girl. I can't find my list.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then
so what else
I'll be
going on?
Trying to get this publication out, which is something I want to talk to you about. Because I think we visited it a few years ago, where I said I wanted to kind of expand a little into your territory, you know.
My territory?
Different businesses listed into the publication. So we could place it in people's hands and all that good stuff.
Okay.
And
you're going to have to call me and remind me so we can have conversations, because when you said publication, I thought about something else you sent me about a month ago.
Oh, that's a book.
Yeah, I know. That's when you said publication, that's where my head went. So, but you're going to have to call me when you get free time and remind me. I'm usually free every day after 5. And then
after
weekends,
five.
I'm just free all day.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay, I got you, girl. I got you. Yeah, because a couple of stores have let me fit it in their stores, like little grocery stores, stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
So
every
2 weeks, I'm gonna be, you know, putting out. It got different businesses in it, churches, whatever. It got all kinds of stuff in it. And a little something for the kids, a little word search, or maybe a maze I'll put in there. And it's simple. It's a black and white publication, you know, because most people are online. It leaves it wide open, you know, for me to get in that, you know. Whereas before COVID hit, it was a little, you know, it was a lot of competition, but it ain't no more because everybody is focused online, you know, so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So,
but like I said, just call me after 5.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just get you a list of stuff that you want to talk about, and just because I'm telling you, the way my mind's set up, you're trying to remember, I'm going to start forgetting stuff. I'm sorry for getting great kids' names and stuff. So I'm just saying, you're going to have to call me. Man, listen.
Oh, my God.
I feel like my grandmother and my auntie them, you know, hey.
Boy, girl.
Yeah, you know who I'm talking to? They call them everybody name. You know who I'm talking to? You looking at me.
So what's the weather looking like out there?
This sun is just doing its thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some days
you
get a little cloud cover, like overcast a little bit. Those days are glorious. because it's hiding the sun, so it's not as hot. But, it's pretty warm. Pretty warm.
Yeah.
Trying to find some shade to sit my car in during the day so I won't be cooking when I get in it in the evening.
Mm-hmm. So you just had an event, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's talk about that. How did it go? What's up? I saw pictures. So,
the event it went good. It went good. It was mainly my daughter's a pop up for her. I say it's her first one. It's the first one that she's put together herself, but it's the first one that I've actually been in. So, I mean, it was nice. It was nice. We learned some things to apply to the next one that we do.
Yeah.
But, it was nice. The building was nice. The turnout, we would have liked for it to be better.
Mm-hmm.
But all in all, it was good. Her product was good. Everything was good. Yeah, but we're looking to do it again. I think we're going to participate in something in October. I don't know the actual date yet, but once we find out, then, we'll let everybody know.
Yeah. Well, I would bring this up because in the news.
Uh-huh.
Did you hear the story about Carly Russell,
the chick that claimed she was kidnapped?
Yeah, well, she said she didn't say she was kidnapped.
Oh.
Everybody just started saying that she was kidnapped.
Oh.
Okay. Now, I saw a post on Facebook that was hilarious. They had They had Jesse, I don't know how to pronounce it, like Smollett or whatever his name is. And they had Carly Russell.
Jesse Smollett.
Okay. Yeah, in a verse.
I can see where this is going, but okay.
Yeah, they had it on a versus poster. I thought that was hilarious. But at the same time, this is a question that people were saying. Will this make it harder for people who are actually missing? And I said no.
You're talking about
the
whole cried wolf type of situation?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I think there's a lot of people whose families are saying they're missing, but them people actually just left, I believe.
Yeah.
But I also believe there's some folks that's really missing. So you just got to take every case. You got to take it case by case. That's how I feel about it.
Yeah, you can't afford. That's like where I work. If an inmate says, I'm having chest pain, it don't matter if you believe them or not. They going to the doctor.
Yeah.
You can't just say because one faked it and tried to get away through the ceiling that all of them are lying. Cause that's not the case.
And who are you to do that? You're not medical. Yeah. Well, I don't think it's going, I think they're going to ask more questions, especially if it's your parents and the young lady is grown, I'm going to ask, we got to ask more questions and we got to get more details. Was y'all fighting, Was y'all on the outs with each other? What was going on? Because there's been a couple people that didn't cry wolf. She ain't the first one.
And it ain't going to be the last.
Yeah.
It ain't going to be the last. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you can't cancel out everybody else.
Yeah. And, that controversy we talked about the week before last when everybody was talking about Kiki needs to dress like a mama.
Mm-hmm.
And I can name a number of mamas that don't dress like what people quote unquote call a mama. So So why was it did they not get over her being in, what is it, a killer and a bee?
A killer and a bee, She's not a kid anymore. She's not a baby anymore.
She ain't a kid, and that was a part she was playing.
She's grown.
You know, and across social media is mostly nudity anyway, you know, and over half of them are moms. You know, I'm waiting on them, you know, to say something. You ain't saying nothing about a Kardashian. You ain't saying nothing about a Cardi B. And I ain't saying nothing about them. I'm just saying y'all need to quit it, for real.
It just comes down to one thing, Janice. Mind your damn business.
Mind your
business. There's no other way to put it. Hakiki doing shit to you or for you. It ain't got nothing to do with you. It don't pay your bills.
Oh.
They don't see Kiki and say, you know what, she wearing what she wearing, so, you know, your lights going to get cut off. or we kicking you out, you getting evicted. You know, you're getting kicked out of our organization because of what Kiki got on. It ain't got shit to do with you. Mind your damn business. That's the bottom line to everything. Keep your mouth off of anything that does not concern you.
Yeah.
And sometimes even if you know something.
Figuratively and literally. Yeah.
Yeah. And even if you know something, that just because you know it don't mean you have to say it. Because eventually, you know, it ain't got shit to do with you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and it's a video going around since I'm in people's business. It's my job. Listen. So this Asian father was videoed. I'm talking about putting his hands on his son. I'm going to say it like that. But he was beating the mess out of his son because his son had spent an insane amount of his money. And I'm talking about in the thousands. And so people were saying, if this was a black man, you know how we do. If that was a black man, he would be in jail. Well, anyway. Yeah. What do you think about that? You know, because he put them hands on him. He spent.
Listen, they it's probably. I promise you, it's a lesson learned. He ain't gonna do it no more. It's just you can't. Me coming from my point of view.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't got shit. So if at some point I struggle and scrape and did get shit and they did that, then yeah, they probably gonna catch these hands because in that moment I'm gonna be pissed. You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I mean, I can't say because I'm not in that position, and I don't have it like that. So now I don't know. I don't know everything that's behind it. Now, how old was this kid that got his ass whooped? Was he a teenager?
Oh, he was a teenager. Yeah, he was a teenager.
Well, then he knew better. He knew what he was doing, but these kids nowadays, they quote-unquote know their rights, and they have their rights. So they figured they could do what the fuck they want to do. And then the adult that was offended just have to eat their shit up and keep it pushing. And that's what they bank on. You know, I'm going to call the police. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Well, you know what? How about you let that officer, deputy, or whoever come pick your ass up and you go stay with them. And you do that same thing you just did here and see what they're going to do to your ass.
At their house. I know that's right.
At their house. You know, so, and then it's always, you know, you can't do this, you can't do that. You know, you can't put a belt on their butt. You can't, you know, chastise them. But then when they go to jail, I promise you, they got situations for them.
They sure do. There ain't no joke.
You know, Or even
but
before
you know,
they cop,
they kid,
the
they
street,
kid
they
disappear.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't even hear it.
So.
They send their kids away and all kinds of stuff.
And did you know
people
like,
are still, do you know that people are still sending their daughters away when they get pregnant early? You know, like at 16, 17.
Boy, that's crazy.
Ain't that crazy? Girl, that is insane.
I guess. Hey, baby, yeah. He got cars. Where the phone?
That's insane.
It's time for him to come out of there. I know that. I'm sorry, cause Vicky, I forgot I'm on the radio. They did it to me. Okay, my bad, everybody. I do apologize. I just collect Hot Wheels cars, and my grandson just came out of my office with one of my collectibles. So. And just
so
y'all know, he's crying, but I didn't touch him. He just upset that I got
my Do you have the Hot Wheels track, the old school Hot Wheels track?
No, I don't have that. I don't have any of the. I only have cars. I don't have a track.
Oh, you only got the cars.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now my grandchildren have tracks.
Mhm.
But I don't have one.
Okay.
But it's just, I don't know that I would. I don't know. I don't know, because these kids are different nowadays. They
yes.
have no fear. They have no, you know, remorse. They have no. They're untouchable until they
yeah.
get touched. Then it's a problem.
this guy put his mom out of his house and told his mom, respect is earned. Now she keeps his kids, she cleans his house, she quit a job because she said, hey, mom, I don't want you to have to work. But I told her, I wouldn't have quit my job. I wouldn't have done it. So he got in a relationship and boom. The lady wanted
yeah,
his mama.
Well.
And then it went.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hold on one moment.
All right, y'all. So while we're holding, okay. I know y'all enjoying the show. Just straight up talking. Just talking.
I apologize. Where was I at? I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah,
what was I saying?
I'm sorry.
Putting your mama out and telling her, you know, I ain't got a respect.
Okay, so let me tell you how it would go for me. Okay. I would love for one of my kids to tell me, Mommy, you ain't got to work no more. I'll take care of you, X, Y, Z. Okay. To me, that's the equivalent of a dude telling me that. So
yeah.
I need to have my own. Even if it's not a lot, I need something to call my own. Okay, that's one. And then if it ever got to the point and they did put me out, knowing I no longer had a job because you told me that you didn't, that I didn't have to work and everything, and then you put me out knowing I don't have a place to go. I may have some money saved up, but not a whole lot. You know, not
yeah.
to completely start over.
Mm-hmm.
Best believe that when I did get my spot,
mm-hmm.
and you and your family were out on the streets, you thinking you come to stay with me? My grandkids, I might have sorrow for you. You're going to have
yeah.
to get it how you live.
Yeah,
I don't care that I'm your mama. I don't care that I birthed you. I don't care about none of that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't hold grudges. You just ain't going to F me twice. I learned lessons.
Yep.
And it only takes one time for me to learn. And it don't matter that you're my son or my daughter. Doesn't matter. You get treated just like the next person who treated me like I wasn't nothing.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what you mean.
That's a major thing. You just, you know, you didn't even say, you ain't stopped to think where my mama gonna go. You didn't even say, mama, I'm gonna help you get another place. No.
None of that. You gotta go. You sure right.
Crazy.
So as far as I'm concerned, you just like if I was in a relationship and some dude did me like that, you get the same treatment he got or would get.
Yeah. And that's crazy. And then you got to, the young folks now, you know, they tell their parents, you got to earn respect. I heard this dude say his mama got to earn respect. I was like, wow.
Man, the fact that I did not abort you is all the respect that you, the most of the respect that you need. I gave you a chance to live.
Oh, my Lord.
I didn't think about myself and say, you know what, I'm the age that I am and I don't want to deal with a child, so, you know, I'm just going to terminate this pregnancy.
Yeah.
That's all the respect. Don't nobody owe you nothing.
Yeah.
That's where that entitlement comes in. You did not ask to be here. That is no truer statement than that. But at the same time, I gave you a bed to sleep in. You had a roof over your head. You had light. You had water. You had food. You had heat in the winter. You had cool air in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you had way more than most. It's a whole lot of people out there who don't even have half of that.
Yeah.
And I got you. You were fed and clothed all the way through your senior year in high school. 18, I did my job.
Yeah.
At that point, the remainder of your life is up to you. It's up to you and what you make. Now, everybody's going to need help at some point.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as owe you, where you get this idea that you are entitled to this, that it is owed to you, don't nobody owe you shit.
Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of mamas running, you know, dealing with their kids and got a guilt complex. Oh, I wasn't able to do this. And, one lady, I said, girl, you raising a mess. I said, you let your kids guilty. Oh, they daddy down here. I don't care. They still got a roof over their head. They still got it, you know.
I mean, you nobody's perfect, you know.
Yeah.
And there's nobody has a perfect raising children is nothing new, but there is no perfect formula for it. Everybody's life is different. Lifestyles are different. The way people are brought up is different. The hands that people are dealt are different. The hands that people deal themselves are different, because a lot of the stuff we go through, we deal our own hands, you know.
Yeah.
We deal ourselves the cards that we get. And so in doing so, you know, the decisions that we make pertaining to our children and the decisions that we have to make pertaining to our children, you know, is different across the board.
Yeah.
You know, most of us do the best that we can with our children.
Yeah.
You know? But it's just a matter of, you know, it's a lot of things that go into it, a whole lot. So you can't say, well, they didn't have this, I wasn't able to do this, I wasn't able to do that. You can have children that grow up in the exact same household, same circumstances,
and all of them as adults are completely different.
Yeah.
Completely different.
Completely different. Completely different. Lord have mercy. You know, crazy. But it's true. It's true.
School
is about to start, my Lord.
Hmm?
School is about, I said school is about to start.
Mm-hmm. I don't get as happy as I used to because all of my children are grown. And I don't get happy as I used to because I have to go through a couple of school zones to get to work. And so that's just not all exciting to me.
Yeah, it used to. Look, I just told somebody, I said, when the kid, in the summer, that's the kid's vacation. In school, during the school year, that's parents' vacation. So get on the right.
Yeah, better not get a phone call from the school.
Yeah, better not. You do your job. I'm doing my job, you know.
Yeah. I'm doing
none of your
baby.
That I'm in the
house. Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, so I think the summer went by fast, though. I mean,
but school is starting sooner because it usually don't start till the end of August, beginning of September. They talking about like the first week of August.
Yeah, we had it good. We had it good. We didn't start.
Like,
we had a whole summer. We got out. When did we get out?
Like May.
May. And then
we got out in May and went back in September, middle of September.
Yeah. And then we had a winter break and we hey, they got rid of us. That's why the teachers didn't complain back then because they didn't, you know.
Yeah.
Now y'all trying to have school year round. I ain't mad at you, but.
No, I can't have that school zone. Man, that school zone is. I just don't know. So I guess my whole plan for this school year is to just leave before the lights start flashing, huh? That means I got to be at work an hour early.
Yep. Man, we used to have fun on the school bus, though.
Yeah.
We all, you know, we had fun on the school bus, you know. I don't know. Well,
you know,
we had
maybe,
fun. There was a lot of fights at the school bus.
Well, I saw some, but the most I remember on the school bus, when we were younger and we lived in our hometown. Now, once we moved, I don't recall riding the bus that much because once we got to H Town, it was like we walked to school.
Yeah,
we walked. So that pretty much did it.
I looked, I was short.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How low?
Yeah.
Did you like the country more than you like living in the city? Which one?
I don't know. They were both at different times of my life, though. So
yeah.
Where I was when I got older,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I never liked driving in the city. That was one negative.
Yeah.
But I don't know, because like now, I would like to live about an hour and a half from the city, which I want to be in the country, but have access to the city, I guess is what I'm trying to say. But even in Houston, you can have that because you can live like on the outskirts of Houston in some little subdivision,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it still takes you about an hour, hour and a half to get to the city.
Yeah.
But it's just, I don't know. I'd rather have the, I don't want to look out my bathroom window into somebody else's bathroom window.
Yeah.
That's too close for me. I need space.
Yeah.
So I'd rather
the neighborhoods they build out here, you up on each other.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, you don't have a backyard, you don't have a front yard. I mean,
yeah.
you have a grass patch for your dog to go outside and do their business, and then, you know, come on back in. So,
that's true. I hate that, you know. And then, you know, you got this big old house, and then the yard is like, you know. I told the lady,
yeah.
I said, you could throw your baby from one window to the next. I say I would try it, but, I mean, that's how close the houses are.
Yeah.
Girl, give me my hair dry. Pass it through the window. You know what I'm saying?
You know, I guess these houses nowadays are built for this new generation because, shit, they don't go outside.
They don't go outside, girl.
They don't go outside, so they don't need a backyard or a front yard or nothing, you know. But
yeah,
for us older ones, it's like, you know, you want to go outside and sit by your fire pit or sit in your lawn furniture and hang out in your outside bar and, you know, do drinks, play music, you know, and you don't bother your neighbor next door because you're not right up on them.
You're not right up on them, exactly. Yeah, and then I said another thing I noticed, too, is when we were coming up, we had bikes. I said, I see more adults on bikes than I do.
Yeah.
Like in South Park.
Kids don't ride bikes.
Oh, I just see, and I'm not saying it's a bad thing that men are on bikes. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying you don't see. We used to patch tires. We used to, you know, you had some bad 10 speed that I wanted to ride. I don't think I ever got to ride it, though. I think that's when we was in Dallas, though.
Yeah, probably because you were too little.
I was little. I'm still little. We ain't going to talk about that. But... Yeah, but it's a difference. And like I was saying too, when we were coming up, it just seemed like it took a week, a long time to pass. Now you wake up Monday, go to sleep, it's Friday. You know, it's just crazy.
Mhm.
Mhm. Yeah. Oh. So. All right.
Yeah,
so,
but I think I prefer
the
country. The country with the closeness of the city, being able to get there.
Yeah. Because I was like, man, I want to go home, you know. But then I was like, nah, I want my beauty supply. Nah, I want my, you know. It's like you want to go home, but you want to, you like you say, you just want the convenience. You want the country life with the convenience of the city. So,
the city, yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, well, we didn't have a long show tonight. Anything else you want to talk about?
No, not that I can.
You ain't got no news, because they know you know you don't have no new shows. They had a Jamie Foxx sighting, you know, and then he did a video. So
wait, Jamie? Okay,
yeah.
Is he in hiding or something?
Well, people, you know. Since the whole incident, nobody had seen him. Then he appeared. TMZ saw him. Yeah, TMZ saw him on a boat. Then TMZ saw him, handsome lady, her purse, because she dropped her purse. So he opened the door and gave her a purse. So they called him. Then he did a video telling everybody he was right, crying, thanking people for their prayers and everything. And then he told them, he said, no, they didn't clone me. You know, he's been funny. No, they didn't clone me, all that kind of stuff. So, you know, he didn't start posting again and everything. So,
well, I thought since he, you know, was, I don't know, I don't keep up with all that stuff. But, you know, I just figured he was better and he was out and about. I didn't know he was in hiding.
Well, you know how the media do. They want people tell you he got, he came out and can't walk again. You know, just they get some views.
Yeah.
You know.
They don't care if it's a lie. Yeah.
Oh, I need to find out what to do about my sinus headache because I think that's what I got, a sinus headache. I'm not sure, but I'll figure it out. If y'all listening, y'all want to tell me what to do about it on whatever platform you're listening on, which is Twitter, which is iHeartRadio, which is iTunes. I'm just throwing these out here so y'all can go and check it out, which is on Spreaker. I mean, it's everywhere, Spotify, everywhere. You can go check it out. Okay, anyway, I'm sorry. In whatever platform you listen to, I need y'all to send me a remedy. I need a home remedy. I don't want a bunch of dope. Don't be telling me to go and get a chicken foot either. Don't be talking about go shake a chicken foot and get a bat wing. I'm not doing it. I'm just telling you. You go shake your bat wings and spider hair and your own soup. I'm not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
If you got a logical remedy, let me know. Anyway, okay, Sam, last words.
Mind your business.
Oh,
I can't stress
that
enough. I can't stress it enough.
Mind your business. You need to put some Samuel Jackson on it. Let me see. He said it. He said it best. Okay, all right, y'all. So, hey, I want y'all to know, hey, we love you all, but we got to go. And don't be a bozo. Next week we'll have some bozo moments. We'll tell you about a little bit of bozoism, all right? If the man is in the kitchen and the woman is in the kitchen and the pot is too low to get it and he tells you to get down on the floor and get the pot for, he's a bozo. Oh, that's a little nugget. I'll talk to y'all. Talk to y'all. Next week, because we're going to talk about, I want to talk about in Bozo Wisdom, is it okay for him to be saying good morning to another woman and he your husband? We're going to talk about it in the Bozo Wisdom.
Right. Okay, I'll wait for next week.
Because we can get into it. All right, y'all. Have a great night. We'll talk to y'all next Monday. 8 p.m.